I'd like to discuss just a couple of issues related to tearing Kriya for the Churban HaBayis that I discussed in the Igros Moshe. I'm not going to touch upon all of the tshuvas that relate to this issue, but a couple of short points. One question Rav Moshe was asked is with regard to tearing Kriya on the Orei Yehuda and the city of Yerushalayim. Because there's a din that one must tear kriya for the Churban HaBayis, for the Makam HaMikdash, that's Bechurbano, that is in ruins, and also to tear kriya for the Arei Yehuda, for Yerushalayim, since they were also destroyed. So if Moshe writes that Mistaber, that today, this is a tshuva in Orachaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Ayin, he writes, Mistaber today, even though we have not yet been zocha to the Geula, there's no longer any chiyuv to tear kriya when one sees the city of Yerushalayim, because since it is b'chesed Hashem Yisbarach b'nuya l'tiferes, it is already beautifully rebuilt, and it is no longer under the control of the goyim. Therefore, one does not need to tear kriya on it, Yerushalayim, any longer. However, Makom HaMikdash, Rav Moshe says, that you still need to tear kriya on upon seeing the site of the Beis HaMikdash v'Churbanam. And the same issue is echoed again in the last and latest Chelek of Igros Moshe, Orachaim Chelek He, in Simen Lamed Zayin. There as well, Rav Moshe makes the same point that when one sees the Makom HaMikdash, which is Adayin v'Churbano, you still have to tear Kriya. However, that is not the case with regard to the Arei Yehuda and Yerushalayim, which he says over here again, Ata b'chasti Hashem Yisbarach ein moshlim ha'umos al Arei Yehuda v'al Yerushalayim. The goyim no longer rule over those cities of Arei Yehuda and Yerushalayim. They are miyushavim, they are settled, they are rebuilt. That's a tam gadol, says Rav Moshe, that there's no chiyuv to tear kriya for Yerushalayim and Arei Yehuda, even though the gula has not yet arrived adei melech ha-mashiach. So that's one very, very important distinction to be drawn with regard to the chiyuv kriya, that the Chiyuv Kriya is no longer relevant to the Arei Yehuda and Yerushalayim, but it still is relevant to the Makom HaMikdash, the one sees Bechorbanu. A second interesting issue of Moshe Rist discusses, this is in Yeridea Chelek Gimel, in Simen Nun Beis. Perhaps we have heard of this ruse, I guess you could say. If one goes to the Makom HaMikdash, one goes to the coastal after Chatzos and Erev Shabbos. Is that going to help me at all with regard to tearing Kriya? So Moshe says, Eini Yodea, he says, I don't know of any makor, of any source to say that on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, one doesn't tear Kriya. There are those that apparently have this practice that after Chatzos and Erev Shabbos, I guess it's already close to Shabbos, we don't longer say Tachanun and Mincha, it's already, you know, the Hachanas of Shabbos are fully underway. So there is a minog not to tear Kriya if one sees the Kosel after Chatzos and Erev Shabbos. Rav Moshe writes, he says, I don't know any makor, any source for this minog. He says, L'chora, one has a chiv tear Kriya when seeing the Kosel, even if it's after Chatzos and Erev Shabbos. Unless, he writes, one was already wearing his Shabbos suit, and if you tear Kriya on your Shabbos suit, you're not going to have anything to wear for Shabbos. Okay, then he says, Kavod Shabbos, Kavod Abrios, takes precedence over the chiv Kriya. But, as a standard procedure, don't travel to Eretz Yisrael thinking, yeah, no problem, I'll go to the coastal Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, and that will help me. According to Moshe, that's not Me'ikur HaDin, what one should do. However, Moshe says, if there is a Minhag Kavua Boror, if it is clear that that is the widespread Minhag in Yerushalayim, so then Moshe writes, Ein Lashanos, don't deviate from the Minhag, even though Moshe says, I don't know a Tam Boror for this Minhag. Now in Orachaim Chelek He, in that same Simen Lamed Zayin, Rav Moshe there again writes, he says, I don't know any ta'am, any reason not to tear Kriya Erev Shabbos Kodesh after Chatzos. Rav Moshe suggests, maybe you can argue that perhaps the Sevara behind the Minog is that if the purpose of the Kriya is to bring one to Tza'ar over the Churban, and you're going to tear Kriya so close to Shabbos, maybe that Tza'ar that you will cause yourself will then carry on into Shabbos, and that's going to be in conflict with Kavod Shabbos, with Onik Shabbos. Maybe that's the basis for this minhag. But Moshe himself says that he doesn't think that's the pshat in the Chiyuv Kriya for the Churban. The pshat in the Chiyuv Kriya for the Churban might be to bring one to cry, because there's a mitzvah to cry when one is in Avelus, But Lav Dafka, Moshe says that the mitzvah is tsa'ar. Moshe draws that distinction between perhaps the mitzvah to cry when one is avelus and the mitzvah to be mitzta'er. And therefore Moshe says there's no mitzvah to be mitzta'er on a mace. And even though one has a chi of avelus for a mace, but perhaps the tsa'ar is not the mitzvah, says of Moshe. And therefore, there's no reason to think that the chi of kriya should be in order to increase one's tsa'ar. So Moshe draws this distinction between crying, which there is an inyan to cry when one is an avelus, and to increase one's tsa'ar, which Moshe thinks says there's no mitzvah to increase one's tsa'ar. And therefore, Moshe says he doesn't think that the chi of kriya for churban is to increase one's tsar, and the Mele says, I don't think there's any reason why al pidin one should not have a chiv to tir kriya for the churban on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. But again, as I mentioned a moment ago, Moshe says that if there is a mina kavua, if there is a mina kavua, not to tir kriya on Friday afternoon, then one should not deviate from that minhag. Going back into Orach Chaim Chelek Daled, moving on to a second issue with regard to Kriya on the Churban, there is another trick up people's sleeves to avoid Kriya on Churban Habayis, and that is, okay, so maybe Friday afternoon after Chatzos doesn't work to exempt me from Kriya according to Moshe, unless there's a Minag Kavua, Minag Bar, but you go on Shabbos. If you go on Shabbos, you go on Yom Tov. Now you come into your shalim and you hang out until Shabbos Yom Tov, then you walk the first time to the Kosel Friday night for Kabbalah Shabbos. Oh, I can't take Kriya now. Can't take Kriya. It's Shabbos Kodesh. Now, I can't take Kriya on Shabbos. Now when I go the following week, well, I've just seen the Kosel within the past 30 days and no need to take Kriya anymore. So Moshe actually says it's not going to help you either. And Moshe says if one sees the Kosel for the first time on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you obviously could not take Kriya then, and then you see the Kosel a second time during the following week or during the next couple of weeks within 30 days from that first Shabbos, Rav Moshe says, Pashat Lini is Daita, that one still has a Chi of Kriya. Well, what do you mean? The Magen Avraham says in Siman Tuf Kuf Samach Aleph, Sifka and Vav, that if a child grows up in Yerushalayim, and then he becomes Bar Mitzvah, so now he's a Gadol, now he has a Chi of Dinim, Chi of Mitzvahs. So maybe now he should tear Kriya because now he became Chayev and Halacha in Mitzvah's Kriya for the first time. So Magen Avraham says, if a child was growing up in Yerushalayim and then became Bar Mitzvah, he doesn't have a Chiv to Kriya upon becoming Bar Mitzvah because he saw the Kosel, you know, just yesterday when he was still 12 years old. So Moshe was asked, so why don't you say the same thing Lagabe Shabbos? I saw the Kosel just yesterday on Shabbos and I didn't tear Kriya then, so why should I tear Kriya now on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday? So Moshe is a very basic chiluk. He says, when the kid was growing up in Yerushalayim, he had no chiv, kriya b'chlal, before he turned bar mitzvah. Now he turns 13, now he has the chiv, kriya the first time. Well, you don't have to tear kriya now, the Magen Avraham says, if you saw it yesterday when you were putter in kriya, when you were 12 years old. But here Moshe says, when you see the kosel on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, be'etzem you are chayiv in kriya. You are chayiv to tear kriya in the churban. Elamai, you can't because of the melach of Shabbos, of kriya on Shabbos. So Moshe says, well, that's not going to help you tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, when now you could tear Kriya. Because once the Chiv was there beforehand, you still have a Chiv to tear the following day.
According to that, you should tear even the next day even if you don't see it.
So very good question. So if Moshe says back now, skipping back to Orach Chaim Chelekei, in Orach Chaim Chelekei, again in Siman Lamed Zayin, if Moshe was asked, let's say I see the Kosel on a weekday, and I forget to tear Kriya. And then I come home and realize, oh, Yivalta, I forgot to tear Kriya. What do I do now? So Moshe says that Bizman HaZeh, he writes, most people see the Makom HaMikdash. You know, you might be in awe when you see the Makom HaMikdash, but most of us don't feel greater tsa'ar there than we do when we're back home. Maybe you're inspired, you're in awe when you see the Makom HaMikdash, but is the tsa'ar greater when you're there than it is when you're home? So Moshe says, not necessarily. And therefore he says, Vare lo mistaber sheyikru achar kach bibatehen. Moshe does not think that one would have a chiv to tear kriya after he saw the kosel, when he comes home, even if he forgot to tear kriya when he was there. So if one goes on a weekday to the kosel and forgets to tear kriya, when he comes home, Reb Moshe says, you then remember to tear kriya, there's no chiv to tear kriya then. Because even if you assume, Reb Moshe writes, that the chiyuv kriya is dependent on one's tsar, it's not necessarily true that people have greater tsar when they're there than they do when they're home. And anyways, Rav Moshe says, who says it's totally on tsar? It's a din, tir kriya. So when you see it, well, I forgot to tir kriya when I saw it. Now I'm home, I'm not seeing it anymore. No chiyuv tir kriya anymore. Now, so Rav Moshe holds that there's no chiyuv tir kriya if I forgot to tir kriya when I was there. I don't tir kriya when I come home. When it comes to Shabbos, when it wasn't that you forgot, it wasn't that I wasn't able to tir kriya, even though I had a chiyuv to do so. But now when I go back during the week, I'm there again, and now I am seeing the kosel a second time. The chiyuv is still in place, Rav Moshe says, to tir kriya the second time during the week when I go there, even though I was just there previously on the previous Shabbos.
So if you go on a Tuesday, and then on a Wednesday, you forget on Tuesday.
So according to Moshe, if you went on Tuesday and you forgot tir kriya, right? You come home Tuesday night, you remember, I forgot tir kriya. So then you don't tir kriya at home. Then you go back on a Wednesday, yeah, l'chor according to Moshe Svara, l'chor you should have a chiv tir kriya again. That's a good point. Right, l'chor you should have a chiv to tir kriya again then as well.
What happens if you go into the coastal camp and you watch you, is it when you're physically there or is it seeing it, like
no, physically there, physically there, yeah. Physically there. Well, I don't think I should do that to you. Okay, one last halacha of Moshe writes here in Or Chaim Chelakei, again, same siman lama zayin. Moshe says that he doesn't think that there is, in his opinion, any heter for those who live in Yerushalayim not to tir kriya. Whereas the halacha of Moshe says is that if you don't see the kosel for 30 days consecutively and then you go back, you have a chiyuv tir kriya. The fact that one perhaps lives in Yerushalayim, lives in Har Nof, lives in Bayit Vegan, and is always living in the spirit of Yerushalayim, that is not going to help your Moshe writes l'halacha to avoid the chiyuv kriya. Even one who lives in Yerushalayim would have to see the coastal within 30 days, every 30 days, at least once, to avoid having a new chiyuv kriya the next time he goes back.
Can you wear the same clothing each time?
Yeah, you are allowed to wear the same bag. Yeah, you have to just, there's halachas governing, you know, how you tear kriya a second time in the same beggar that you tore kriya the first time. Moshe doesn't discuss that, but that's a separate halacha.
What about borrowing clothing?
Okay, Moshe doesn't discuss that. I can't quote Rav Moshe on that issue.
Try not to.
No, can I borrow
that? Can't quote Rav Moshe on that. I haven't seen that in the Tshuva, sir.